You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Gretchen pointed out something to me that I'd never thought about before. She said, you don't like edible food containers.
What does that mean?
I had to think about it for a second because the conversation came about because while she and our guests, not a while back, were having like homemade burritos, she'd made all the fillings and stuff like that, and the chicken and this and the peppers and all this other stuff. And they all were wrapping them in tortillas. I grabbed a bowl and I made a bowl, put the rice in the bowl and stuff like that. And I mean, I will eat a burrito, but I prefer a bowl. If I go to Chipotle or something like that, I generally get the bowl. I don't get the burrito.
Okay.
Again, put one in front of me, I guess I'll eat it. I don't care.
Sure.
But I prefer the bowl. And she said the same way. She goes, when we go to get ice cream, she goes, you won't get an ice cream cone. You get your ice cream in a cup. And then we started talking about things like, she goes, how do you feel about bread bowls? I go, I'm not a fan. I'd rather just have a... So
I just
she
want
said,
a bowl of soup.
You don't like edible food containers. I don't like to eat cones with my ice cream. I like it out of a cup.
Right.
I
That's
want
strange.
Bowls instead of a burrito. I don't like bread bowls. It's too much bread and it's soppy and weird and all that other stuff.
See, I love that. That's the best part when it's all gushy. And is this just a, save where you can thing, cut the carbs out, cut the sugar out?
No.
Because my wife's the same way, but hers is more of a, I don't need the carbs. I don't need the extra food. I mean, we made hamburgers the other night, and whenever we make hamburgers, it's always no bun for her. She'll just put it on a little bed of lettuce, and she's like, well, I'm going to save where I can. She's like, I don't need the bun.
I can't disagree. I mean, the older that I get, that comes into play a lot. Mm-hmm. It's like, you do save where you can.
Doesn't
it's like,
come off as fast as it used to.
Exactly. I just put it in a bowl. I'll save a little bit from the tortilla. When I do, I'll have like a low-carb tortilla, which are fine. But just in general, my whole life, I am not an edible food container person.
You're missing out on some of the life's greatest things. I mean, the waffle cone, especially when you go get ice cream and you get in the waffle cone or the waffle cone bowl. That is living.
I've had it.
It's not for you.
It's not for me.
All right.
I don't know what that says about me. Maybe it's a weird psychological thing about if I'm eating something, I don't want to be holding it. Like, I don't...
What are your thoughts on a wrap? Like a delicious, healthy wrap?
Not the biggest fan.
Not the biggest fan. Hot dog?
I like the innards of things, and not the outards of things, if that's
You're
a word.
Okay with buns, though, right? So you'd be okay with a bun with a burger and a bun with a hot dog or broth.
And I like a sandwich.
You like a sandwich, okay.
But those are the rare exceptions, I suppose.
That is a very strange observation, isn't it?
And it's so funny because I'm, a mature older man now, and I'd never thought about that before, and she just casually observed it.
I'm teetering with you on the cone at times because you do look like a child walking around eating an ice cream cone, and the whole act of, sitting there licking it, it's not a good look. It really
isn't.
It
has a lot to do with it for me is that it's an awkward proposal.
It is.
The same thing with the burritos. Maybe this is what it all comes down to.
Yeah.
It's an awkward transition because you can't look dignified eating a cone, especially after the top part of it is gone and you're down to the cone and the ice cream within.
And then you're trying to get it. You're like a dog, that's trying to get like getting
foolish.
Your tongue in there. Yeah.
If you get a big fat burrito from Qdoba or Chipotle or something like that and you peel the wrapping off, you're trying to eat it, it goes everywhere.
Yeah, and you're double-handing it, and you're turning to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, I get it.
That's my beef with, if you'll pardon the pun, that's my beef with, hard-shell tacos.
Yeah, they are messy.
I'm not a hard, I like them, but I don't order them because I don't, you look like a fool eating them.
You really do, don't you? Somebody get this man a fork.
Right. And I mean, I have more than once eaten a slice of pizza with a fork.
Yeah, I've done that.
I don't like looking foolish eating food.
Any sort of food that you have to open up your mouth as wide as it goes is extremely awkward.
It's like we determined a while back, you and I, huge fans of the taste of the club sandwich.
Yes.
But I stopped ordering them several years ago because every restaurant tries to outdo itself, making their club sandwiches yes. as thick as possible.
Yes.
And you look like a savage
right.
trying to cram a club sandwich
into your
mouth.
They've gone from like 6 layers now to 16 layers trying to one-up each other. You're very,
right.
You're very true, very correct on that.
And I'm sure your photo looks great, you know, on your website of your club sandwich, but those of us who have to try to, you know, fit it into
cram
our mouths.
Cram it in there.
And, Lord,
and essentially it ruins the sandwich because you are squeezing it down just to
correct.
Get it in your mouth. So you're ruining the sandwich and the bread disintegrates. It's a
yeah.
poor, it's a poorly planned sandwich.
I posted that photo several years ago. I was going through the drive-thru. Where was it? I can't remember which fast food place it was. I was going through a drive-thru and they had a big poster outside mm-hmm. of their quadruple decker chicken sandwich.
Good God.
It was 4 chicken breast things inside a sandwich.
Shut up.
And I took a picture of it and I posted it. This, I'll try to dig it up and see if I can figure out where it was. And my question was, how the hell would you get that in your mouth?
Right. Right. And you know people are peeling it back and trying to eat that in the car, you know?
Yes.
That's a messy arse sandwich right there, man.
Eating is weird sometimes, isn't it?
It's funny. It's funny to think about. It really is. It really is, man.